Blog Talk Radio.
Peace. Welcome to Air Pool Live, show number 20. This is Minister Jew here with you this lovely Sunday morning. Air Pool, he did his aquarium thing yesterday. He hit me up and he said he had to take care of some business. And he asked me, could I fill in for him? And man the shit while he take care of what he needs to take care of. And politely told him yes. So I'm filling in today for Noble. We're going to go over the third house today and place all the constellations on the third, whatever you may have there, kind of give you an idea of the imprint of how your mind works, how you rationale, the logic, these type of things, because this is what the third house represents. I'm dealing with a Gemini frequency, dealing with a Mercury frequency. But first, let me get to some of these announcements. First up today, this evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be putting on the Spirit of Film. It's going to be the last time I show it this year. Generally, specifically with the Spirit of Film is it shows the dynamic of how when you focus your attention on imagery, you're able to create and manifest things in the physical world. All right, this is a real phenomenon. I go through a few movies to show how certain things are put in the movie and then it manifests in this time and space as a real event. Now, it's not your typical movie decoding. I'm not coming from that perspective of, oh, look what they put in the movie and then they did it to us. It's not that. This is a scientific approach to understanding the dynamics of the mind, not so much so conspiracy. It is showing how it happens, the technical aspect of imagery and how the mind is similar to the, how the camera is similar to the functions of the mind and how the mind operates, i.e. the lens on the camera, your eye, your pupils or your lenses that you look at and explore the world in. You know what I mean? The dark chambers of the camera, you know what I mean? The reflective part of your mind. So I go into the dynamics of how the astral dynamics of this universal expression plays through in the movies through our two brightest luminaries and planets that we use in astrology, the sun and the moon. I get into what is the projector, how is it acting as the solar principle, and why do they call the screen the silver screen? You know what I mean? What is on the actual film? It is interesting when you find out what's on the actual film. It's a silver nitrate that's there that acts as a passive static substance, just like the moon, right? So you're dealing with these principles. We all know gold, sun is gold, moon is silver, so you have the silver screen, but it's a play on energy. And I get into, even why there's carpet on the floors, carpet on the seats, the whole dynamic of what has to happen, all of your senses to be engaged in a theatrical way, especially when you're viewing the film, in order to manifest things in this reality. So I go through a couple movie clips, and then I show you how it's manifesting in this world. And I do that only so that you can learn the techniques of visualization and imagery in order to see things manifest in your personal lives. This is not really about the they, shall we say. It's more so about you. And once you know the science of how it works, instead of saying, oh, look what they did, and you understand the psychology behind it, you apply the psychology to your own life and work with imagery and visualization to manifest real things for you in your world. And you'll see how people will just start coming out of nowhere to help facilitate your dream or your vision that you had. And then the hard work and the diligence has to go into that in order to make it really, really manifest. So the spirit of film, man, I'm going in. I get into the Galatians showing you the force that actually governs film, because you're dealing with a Piscean force. I'm going to give up the name in here so that you really know that this thing is extremely real. So anybody that's interested in that, go over to the website, click on events, myastrologycoach.com. That's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? You can go there. You're going to get a link. We're going to send you a link out. You'll be able to view it from your home. You'll be able to see everything. We're going to be doing some screen sharing type of business, where you'll be able to see everything that's going on my screen. You're going to call in to the number, and I'm going to go over it, and we're going to be dialoguing and chopping it up about the science behind theatrical magic, is what we're calling it inside of film. All right? Very, very powerful. What else we got going on here? You want to register early for this. We got the 2014 Spring Equinox, the Big Easy Magic Tour. We're taking it down to New Orleans this year. We haven't been. We've been a lot of places, man, in the last 2-3 years. We've been out to Sedona. We've been to Grandfather Mountain. We've been to Serpent Mound. We've been all over the place on this journey to really get it in and do the grid work, man, you know, and have people come together and get out and celebrate these harmonious points, the equinoxes and the solstices, all right? But this time, man, we said we got to take it down to the Big Easy. We haven't been. We know the culture down there in Louisiana, New Orleans in specific. That's laced with a lot of culture, you know what I mean, as far as the spiritual dynamic is concerned. So we're going to get down there. We're going to activate that grid point. We're going to do it way big. We're going to have a good time. And these things are really celebrations, people. We get out, we dance. The ladies came out on the last trip where we went to, where did we go? We went out to St. Louis for the fall equinox. We were in St. Louis. We went to the Arch. We took it down to the southern point of Illinois where the Ohio and the Mississippi meet down there. And we got it in, man. The ladies came out. They did their old swoon thing, and they danced, and they had the bells on, and the hips was moving, and, you know, it was fun, man. I looked around, all the guys were smiling, you know. They talk about when a woman dances, it makes a man smile, man. It brings joy to his heart. So, you know, we had a good time, man, while we were down there. And, you know, we get into our ceremonial aspect and what we do. We go survey the land. We go to some of the more popular bookstores that deal with spirituality. Let people take a peek in there. They might see something in there that might resonate with them. They pick it up, take it home. You know what I mean? So we're going to be getting into it. You know, we're going to go down to the Bourbon Street joint. We're going to do our thing, man. We're going to have a good time and really enjoy ourselves, man. You'll be with people with like minds. We're looking for new people to come out, man, to celebrate and really get active, man. You know what I mean? Get off your behind and really get out here and do the work. You know what I mean? Because if you're in the spiritual craft, you know, getting in the books is great, you know what I mean? But sometimes you got to get out and you got to live the experience. You got to live it and feel it, you know what I mean? And make sure that, you know, you're really investing in the mind, body, spirit, soul, the whole nine. So go to the website, myastrologycoach.com. It's there, man. Click on events. Click on the tab. We got a registration fee. You want to do that. You want to pay early as possible. You don't want to wait to the last minute, and then you find yourself in a financial pinch, and you really want to go, but you can't make it because you're a few hundred short. We got a payment plan option where you can pay little bit by little bit, you know, $50 every 2 weeks. You still got a nice little stretch, 17 weeks, 16, 17 weeks you still got to this date. So if you want to, you know, you want to send something over in partial payments, that way when it's time for you to actually get up and go, you're not strapped for cash, because what happens is, and Noble says it all the time, and a living testament to that, man. When you get out and you try to do spiritual things, it's always a countercurrent that exists, man. This thing is like the realest thing ever, man, that tries to deter you, to take you off your mark, and you know, and put your sword down and surrender. You know what I mean? So you don't want to do that. You want to get on top of it. That way, you know, any current that does come, you'd be able to withstand it. You know what I mean? Remember when we went to Sedona back in March of, 2012, I think? Yeah. And, man, we, you know, I'm in the Chi-Town. I'm in Chicago. Nobody them come up. Another sister, Phelan, man. You know, we had the rental car thing going, and we was going to drive, you know, 26, 27 hours all the way to Arizona. And all the plans was going good, and, you know, we woke up that morning ready to go, and we had an issue getting the car, you know what I mean? You know, we had an issue, and we had to make some rearrangements, and, you know, it put us way behind, you know what I mean? And we still end up getting there. We still end up going. As a matter of fact, it was a retrograde at that time. So we should have known there was going to be some complications added on to doing the spiritual work on top of that. But we made it, man. 28 hours later, we went to Sedona, and everybody else was there. We had a great time. So, you know, it just exists, man. It's real, man. You know what I mean? That you're going to run into that countercurrent. So get on top of it early. I've learned from it. Make sure I stay on top of things. That way I'm not frazzled about it when it comes time to make the move. So visit the website, man. Anybody interested, man, I suggest you go over there and sign up today. Register today. Make sure you visit the website, man. Check the blogs out every morning. Ample's always dropping something on the Zohar, man. I'm not on Facebook. I don't do the Facebook thing, man. But I'm hearing that it's creating a lot of buzz with the people. People are loving it. They're enjoying the lessons. You know, real short chumpies, man. Nothing too long and elaborate, but where you can get the point, man. Dealing with a lot of information. We were fortunate enough to actually get the Zohar 28-book set about a month and a half ago, and it really brought some enlightenment, man, you know what I mean, to the, you know, to our minds, man, about how we're perceiving this reality and whatnot. So real good reads, man, real useful information, man. on how to change your life, man, for the better. So, you know, in the mornings, man, y'all get up, man, get y'all daily Zohar dose. It's good reads, good information, man. I'm quite sure something that will resonate with you throughout the week. What else do we got, man? We got what else we got new? We got the Astro Tarot Network. You know, they just put that into effect. Keisha Ample is back on the radios doing free readings, the Astro Tarot Hour. They're on every Friday. They come on, I think they're on at 12 o'clock East Coast time. So 12 noon East Coast time, they back on. They got in a different time slot. Y'all might didn't know, so y'all can get over there and check them out. Y'all got some ones and twos on the questions that y'all might want to get answered. You go over there, man, and holler at them, man, and give you some insight. Keisha's a beast with them cards, man, and she never fails, man. I just love her going to her spiel, man. When she gets to shuffling them cards, man, I always envision her in a dark basement, wooden table, just divining, you know what I mean? But she's great, man. Y'all all know what Noble do, man, on the Astro Tip. So you want to check that out, man. Get over there, check it out. Enjoy the network, you know what I mean? You get a consultation with Keisha every month. You know what I mean? You get astral reports from Noble every month. They hold meetings. They do conference calls with the whole group. It's a real fun experience, man. So you want to get over there and join that. It's at a real good price, man. They got it going for $45 a month. You can't beat that, man. Them readings be going for $100, $150. You get astral data every month. You're learning the craft. You know what I mean? You have some real counselors that can help guide you and motivate you through certain situations in your life, you know what I mean? And just have a relationship with people, man. You know, sometimes it ain't always about science. You know what I mean? You got to have real relationships with people when you talk about regular stuff sometimes. You know what I mean? Bring some balance into your lives, man. And I know me and Noble talk about regular things all the time, man. So you get over there, man. You know, they not only just counselors on the super science, man, but just kicking the breeze, man. You know what I mean? Talking to them, you know what I mean? Building with them. Just on regular stuff, man, sometimes. So, you know, it's all good, man. Y'all go over there and sign up today. So that's that, man. That's the announcements. If I missed anything, I know Noble will find a way to get it back to y'all on the next show, man. So once again, anybody just calling in, welcome to Ampu Live number 20, show number 20. This is Medicine Jew. I'm hosting today for Ampu. He had to take care of some business. So he pulled a uranium move, some all of a sudden stuff, and called me out the blue like, "Jew, man, I need you to do the show tomorrow." I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Man." But he said, "Man, come on, man. You Gemini, man. You can pull anything out the air, man, and make it happen, man." I said, "All right, man. All right. Give me a second to think about it." And, you know, Gemini, Mercury, fan. I said, all right, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? So it was all to the good, man. It's my homie, though. But, what am I getting into, man? I want to talk about the sun just went into Sagittarius, man. You know what I mean? Today's sun is 2 degrees Sag. You know what that Sag energy is all about? The higher aspects of learning, you know what I mean? Colleges, that type of thing. Long distance travel, you know what I mean? Going out of the country, you know what I mean? Visiting places, you know, that primarily deal with learning, you know what I mean? Expanding your consciousness is what Sagittarius is all about. Getting out of some of the lower aspects of the mind. And, you know, I hate to use the word lower because it just sounds like it's, you know, denouncing the mercurial frequency, but it's not. It's just, you know, it's the English language, so you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, it's the expounding of your awareness, you know what I mean, to look beyond what's just in front of you with your rational mind, you know what I mean, and get into some of the understandings of the religious philosophy, this type of thing, you know what I mean. So Sag, man, I really enjoy Sag, man, because it's a real straightforward energy, man, you know what I mean, mutable fire, you know what I mean. No, we'll always be tripping because I got a heavy influence of Sag in my chart, man. He'd be like, "Man, dude, sometimes you just tell it too straight." You know what I mean? And you don't be caring about how people feel, man. You got to stop doing it. You know, he Cancer rising. So, you know, that's a funny combination. We always trip with Noble. Cancer rising, but an Aquarius. What type of combination is that? But, you know, so he feels a little bit more than I do. You know what I mean? But it's all good, man. It's a great balance, man. So I love the Sag frequency. Very, very versatile energy, man. So, you know, it's no coincidence, man. These holidays, you know what I mean, where you're dealing with a lot of religious customs, you know what I mean? You got the Christmases and the Thanksgivings and all of these things coming up during this time of year, you know what I mean, where it's got a heavy religious overtone on it, you know what I mean? So we're in that time. We're in that season, shall we say. You know what I mean? It's also colleges and whatnot, and the kids are going to be coming out. They're going to be getting their Thanksgiving break real soon, coming home, you know what I mean? Because you got to remember, the Gemini frequency is still there because it's opposition, 180 degrees away, so it's a straight line. So you're still going to pick up some subtle influences of the Gemini joint. So, you know, you got the college kids going away to college, right, Sagittarius, but they're going to be coming home for the winter. They're coming home for the holidays, right? So in most cases, unless they, you know, in college out of the country, they're going to be doing some short travel, which is Gemini, back to the crib. You know what I mean? You know, they might be 4 or 5 hours away from home. You know what I mean? They may hop the train. You know, a lot of the college kids, they don't have cars because they're spending a lot of money on books and study materials. So they got to hop the train, planes, and buses, you know what I mean, which is a mercurial thing, anything that you transport on. But, you know, so once again, you got the Gemini energy coming through on the opposition. So it all blends nicely, you know what I mean, right around this time, man. So get into your holy books, man, you know what I mean? I don't denounce them like a lot of people do, man. They got a lot of good stuff in there, man, you know what I mean? For as much bad stuff as you can think of and all the contradictions that may lie inside of the book, and even those, I think, they're metaphorical stories. Not I think, I know. They're metaphorical stories that talk about a higher esoteric principle. And if you're not privy to that type of data, then you'll get slayed by other people that know that, and you keep taking it as literal data. So you got to step your game up, man, especially if in the Bible, man, go over to the Hebrew, man, you know what I mean, learn some of those letters represent, man, and get into the translation. That way you won't be getting beat up so much by people that look for the contradictions in a lot of these books and whatnot and say, well, how could this mean this when they did that? You know what I mean? Obviously, it's an esoteric principle going on. So get into it, man. It's got a lot of good moral, ethical things in there, man. You know what I mean? You know, you had to learn how to weed it out. You know what I mean? Some things are plain Jane. Some things obviously have second and third meanings, but gotta use your ability to discern. You know what I mean? So get into them, man. You know what I mean? If that's what you do, read them. It's a good time to sit down, find you some quiet time. I've developed a new practice where I get up in the morning at a certain time and I read a few chapters, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, it can bring peace into your life, man, in a time when you need clarity and whatnot. So do what you do, man. You know what I mean? As long as it's not hurting your physical body, you know what I mean, and causing you a lot of emotional gripe, and I say go ahead and do what you do, man, feel whole. What else we got going on here? Since we're talking Mercury, Gemini, I guess I'll fast forward. December 17th, what we got there? It's going to be a full moon in Gemini, man. You know what I mean? To me, I always got a different interpretation, man. Well, not really different, you know what I mean, but just I think on different lines. But, you know, this is the time when full moon in Gemini comes, this is the time where you want to make your – this is the time you should make your New Year's resolutions right here. This is where you need to make it. Why? Because you want to send your thoughts, i.e. Gemini, to mind, you know, your communications, you know, because most people write down your New Year's resolutions, don't you? Writing is a Gemini thing, right? So you want to write down your New Year's resolutions, and you want to release them into the ethers right at the time when the moon is at this culminating pitch of bright lights. You know what I mean? You want to bring this thing into your awareness full bloom. You know what I mean? And how do a lot of people do that? Because the sun will be in Sag, right? 180 degrees full moon, the sun will be in Sag. You know what I mean? A lot of people go to their religious texts, you know, and they say, you know what, I don't think I'm doing this right. My morals, my ethics, my integrity is not on the line that I really wanted to be on. So they look to Scripture to find ways of guidance. You see, so you're dealing with a balance with the sun and the moon and Sag and Gemini. So right here is where you should write down your New Year's resolutions. Write them down, right? Cast them out into space, you know what I mean? And really stick to them, you know what I mean? And get in front of everybody else that's casting theirs out in the portal on New Year's Day, you know what I mean? Get in front of the crowd, you know what I mean? Because what are you doing? You're looking to change your thought patterns. That's really what you're saying when you make a resolution, right? In the third house, Gemini, you're dealing with thought patterns. So you're looking to change your thought patterns because you're saying, I'm no longer going to do this, right? But how do you do it? First, it has to start with an idea, Gemini, a thought, Gemini. You're saying, I have to change this. You know what I mean? So when you want to do that right around this time, you know what I mean? Write them down, build it up, you know what I mean? From the new moon and Sag all the way up into the full moon and Gemini. Think about what it is you want to do for these days and then cast it out into the ethers, man, and really, really stick to it, you know what I mean, and move forward. So that's coming up, full moon in Gemini, December 17th. I also want to talk about Venus. Venus is 16 degrees cap, man. I really like this placement, man. This is a placement for long-lasting commitments, man, inside of relationships, man. So, fellas, thinking about time or not, you know, I know it's cold out. A lot of people don't have elaborate weddings when it's cold out, but you just want to take it to the courthouse, man. You know what I mean? And get the papers or do whatever you do, man. It's a good time to do it, man. The energy is conducive, man. It's saying that, you know, it's, you know, because Cap is Saturn, and Saturn is longevity, you know what I mean? So if you're looking to have a long relationship, Venus, Libra, relationships, Venus, Taurus, your woman, your squeeze, what you value, do you really value your woman? You know what I mean? And the highest way you can show her value, especially in her eyes, is to put a ring on it. You know how they feel about it. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a good time, man, to go ahead and make that move if that's really what you want to do, man. Also, this is a time where you can see a nice payoff from the hard work that you've been putting in your craft or whatever you've been doing. You know what I mean? So if you've truly been working hard, dedicating yourself, because that's what Capricorn is, hard work, dedication, prudence, sticking to it, that type of thing, you know, market yourself right now. You know, if you're very comfortable in what you do, market yourself right now. You have a high opportunity to reap the benefits from the hard work that you've been putting in financially, man. So you want to do that. And fellas, this is another time with this placement. So a woman wants to be in the spotlight, right? But Venus is the woman. You know what I mean? You know, that's what she represents in the natal chart. It's other interpretations, but this is one of them. And, you know, Capricorn, technically speaking, it's the 10th house thing. It's the very top of the chart. It's the mid-haven in the chart. You want to, this is where all the light from the cosmos is shining in. Where do you have the most light? What did the creator say? If you strive toward this right here, you will receive ultimate success and fame, and everybody will know your name, this type of thing. So you got Venus here for a while. She's going to be here all the way up until February, and that's interesting because all these holidays is coming up, right? So, fellas, you better make sure that you put her at the top of your Christmas list because she said, I want the light right now. Put it on me. Focus it on me, dude. You know what I mean? And she riding this thing all the way through all these holidays, man. She riding the wave. You know what I mean? She gonna be there. She gonna be there, man, all the way until, let me see here. How long she gonna be in this bad boy, man? Man, she gonna be there all the way up until March. Around March the 6th, March 5th, 6th, man, she gonna be there, man. So you gonna have to deal with her, man, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Valentine's Day, and New Year's. Nah, man, you thinking about going, shaking off, dipping off, going to be with your homies. You know what I mean? Guys, y'all out there fooling around, cheating, think you gonna slide off with your dip? Nope, not gonna happen. She's demanding the time and the space right now. She's saying, no, I should be the most important thing. I'm the priority. I'm at the top, right? So this is what's going on, man. So you want to do that, man, and listen to your woman right now, man. She may have some great ideas on how you can be more successful in your business. You know what I mean? This is also an indication of that. Listen to her ideas right now, man. They might pay off later. You know what I mean? At this particular time, introduce her into what you're trying to do to build up this fortress, this heaven on earth. You know what I mean? You know, in my opinion, it's much easier to do it when she's by your side. You know what I mean? And you know, the Zohar talks about the Shekinah, man, and you know how there's no favor, man, in a man's household or peace, man, unless he has that opposite polarity there, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's interesting, man, philosophy on creation, man, dealing with this woman frequency. So I took heed. What did I do? A couple days ago, went out, bought my wife a nice winter coat, bought my wife nice winter boots, and bought my wife a nice dress because she had to go to a wedding yesterday. And I know her style. I know her like the back of my hand. She was happy with it. You know what I mean? She was pleased by it. That'll take you a long way, fellas. You know what I mean? To peace and happiness in your home, man. So, you know, that's what it is, man. So, you know, just pay attention to her right now, man. She's looking for the attention in a major, major way. What we got? We're going to get into this third house demonstration. We're going to take you through all these zodiac signs, give you some indications on if you had these constellations on the third house cusp, and what is this? This is, you got angles in astrology, the ascendant, the midhaven, the descendant, the IC. You got all these angles. And if you got a constellation where these lines intersect them, then they are considered to be on the cusp, so third house cusp. You know, your third house is falling on Gemini, or your third house is falling on Cancer, or your third house is falling on Scorpio. Everybody got one of these constellations falling on their third. You know what I mean? So just look to your third house, see what constellation you have falling in line here. And remember, this is more of a mental access. The third house, you're dealing with communication. You're dealing with the communication with yourself and with other people. You're dealing with writing. You're dealing with mental patterns. You're dealing with siblings. You're dealing with the earlier parts of your education. You're dealing with the mind. These are all the things that you're dealing with a third house frequency. You know what I mean? It's interesting because I was thinking the other day, I'm like, okay, man, you know, you got communication is a Gemini third house thing. And so I'm looking at the signs that preceded before it, Taurus and Aries, and I'm trying to figure out why was communication and talking third in line? How did that make sense? And I just thought about it, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at this whole thing, and you know, there's other ways of communication, right? That where you don't talk, where you don't write, you know what I mean? And this is called body language, right? Aries rules the body per se, you know what I mean? First house demonstration, Aries body, the physical body. So, you know, you have a form of communication that can be rendered before verbal communication. I can look at your body language to see how you're moving, your facial expressions, right? Because expression is another Gemini thing. So when you're talking, you're expressing yourself. So, you know, your body language is important. So we deal with that frequency. And then when you get down to talking, well, you can't talk without vocal cords, right? You can't, nothing you can say without your vocal cords. If your vocal cords go shot, you ain't got no voice, right? And we know that the throat area is ruled by the Taurus frequency. So I can see where it makes sense, man. These two things are preceding the actual verbiage as far as the language is concerned and talking, not necessarily the writing, but the talking. You know what I mean? It's here. So you got these two dynamics playing out before you even get to the Gemini frequency, which is setting up a medium to communicate. And in my eyes, how I view Gemini or third house frequency is like this. It is really the first model of relationship, because if you're talking, you're talking to someone, right? Now, maybe not so writing, you know what I mean, because you can write for self-reflection, but even then, even people that, you know, they might talk to themselves, they still are having an interaction even with themselves to come up with an understanding. Might sound a little weird, but that's what it is. So, you know, it's a medium of communication between other mediums or other modalities between people, you know what I mean, or animals or whatever you're talking to, you know what I mean, or whoever you're writing to. It's somebody on the receiving end of the communication, so it has to be there, you know what I mean? So real interesting, man, how this thing shapes up. And, you know, they all play in well because third house, Gemini, this is the air sign. You're dealing with the Aquarian frequency. You're dealing with the Libra frequency, the other air signs. They all are playing their part pretty nicely, man, in this age of Aquarius. You know what I mean? You're looking at technology that's booming, you know what I mean, what has happened because of that. You get on these social networks like Twitter, which is ultimately a Gemini thing. 140 characters, get in, drop what you got to say real fast, and get ghosts. That's Gemini all day. I don't want to talk long. You know, even though a Gemini will talk a lot, you know what I mean, it's still quick wit. You know what I mean? Let me get in here and drop this, you know what I mean, and get ghosts. I got to say something real fast. Boom, 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 I'm gone. You know what I mean? So, and then you got the Libra frequency playing well, you know what I mean, on this tribe in this age of Aquarius, looking at these other air signs to see how is it going to play into the age of Aquarius, right? You build relationships with people from these social networks, right? We got all of these quote-unquote friends, right, which is the Libra thing, you know what I mean? My partners, I call these people my partners. I'm engaging with them on a certain type of level. So all this thing plays out really nicely, man, you know what I mean, if they're used properly and not abused. You know what I mean? Because everything does have a low side to it. And we'll talk about some of those as we get through this thing. But first up, we got Aries, right? We got Aries on the third. What does this mean, man? This is a person that has a competitive mind, a very active mind. Because why? Because Aries, you're dealing with the Mars frequency. You're dealing with somebody who has a competitive, forceful nature. You know what I mean? So this person has a competitive mind because remember the third house is what? It's communication, it's mental patterns, it's siblings, it's early education, it's the mind, right? And I'm going to give you a few keywords to Gemini since we're dealing with the third house frequency. It's very sociable, very expressive, very intelligent, very witty. What else we got? We got logic. We got they're very versatile, very witty people. You know what I mean? The low side to this is that they're very changeable, though. They're very, like, sporadic in their thought process or scatterbrained. You know what I mean? And they may lack follow-through. You know what I mean? I'm Gemini, so I know. I know these some of the traits that I've had to work on and that I'm continually working on to really bring my sun sign to fruition to have it operating at the highest level, running at its most optimal level. You know what I mean? How do I shut off some of these lower energies that come in with this Gemini frequency so that I can really be a master at what the Creator designed me to be to come in through this Gemini force, express myself. You know what I mean? So that's some of the low sides. That's just ideas of how that thing works. So back to Aries on the third, you got somebody with a competitive mind, very active mind. This is also somebody that can be very intimidating with their speech. You know what I mean? This is a classic marker for a bully. Somebody that's just like forceful, demanding, you know what I mean? And the way that they come across, their overtone of what they're saying is very strong. And sometimes you can feel like intimidated by what they're saying. This is also a person that can be self-centered in their dialogue. Everything that they talk about, because remember, it's a third house thing, talk, 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 me. It's self-centered dialogue. Everything is always about me, because Aries, first sign in the zodiac, man, is all about the self. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, a person with having Aries on the third, man, their dialogue can be self-centered, and a lot of time that can alienate a lot of people because they say, I mean, this person You know, they never have anything to say about anybody else. Everything is always, ooh, look at me, I did this. Ooh, you know, so that can be a play on it as well. And it also can be a person that is constantly concerned with their appearance, right? Because the first house is how I appear to the rest of the world. So a person who is constantly concerned with their appearance, this is a person that may change two or three times a day. You know what I mean? One of them people that just stay in the mirror all day, do this look right? You know, y'all know who y'all are out there. Oh, man, do this look right? No, let me go change this. You're very concerned about how you're going to appear to other people. So that stays on your mind. Remember, this is about the functions of the mind. You know what I mean? And this, whatever the patterns of the mind is, causes you to actually do things, whatever it is that you're going to do. But it begins with your thought. So your thought always being self-centered on me, you know what I mean? You're always looking in the mirror, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, should I keep this on, should I not, blah, 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 blah. You're going back and forth, which is another Gemini thing. You just can't make your mind up. You see what I'm saying? So that's an expression for those people that may have Aries on the 3rd. People with Taurus on the 3rd, these are people that can manifest the ideas into reality, you know, because you got a lot of air on the 3rd, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just might be an airhead, you know what I mean? You really can't pull nothing down here and make nothing happen, really happen from these ideas that you haven't, you know what I mean? So this is a person that's able to manifest the ideas into reality, you know what I mean? Because Taurus is an earth principle, like, man, let's pull these ideas down here on the earth plane. A lot of their mental energy is dedicated and concerned to generating finance or understanding the mathematics of how money works, you know what I mean? A person with Taurus on the 3rd is very expressive to others about what they value in life, because Taurus is obviously the thing that I value. So people here are always expressing to other people what they deem to be important to them. You know what I mean? This energy also can slow the mental energy down and allow you to itemize a little better. You know what I mean? And really just slow that mental vibration down and really look at the canvas and say, okay, this is top priority A, this is priority B, this way you can really, really see your progress from your mental projections that you're putting out there, how well did I do on this project. It's a slower frequency for the Mercurial principle, but I like it because you can get a lot of things done. Gemini on the 3rd, you know what I mean? This is, he's at home here. This is a person that loves to be sociable, a person that loves to be inside of group discussions with other people, just talking. This can also be, you know, like the nosy neighbor, you know what I mean? Just always knows everybody else's business, you know what I mean? Is Gemini on the 3rd. They love to talk, you know what I mean? This is the gossip corner. You know what I mean? You know, one of them people on the block that just know everybody's business. You know what I mean? This is a possible marker for them. This is also a person that has the ability to gather information at a high rate. You know what I mean? Now, that don't mean they're able to process it all or move through it diligently. It just means that they're able to gather a lot of it. And this is the low side to the Gemini frequency here, because a lot of times you'll get a lot of information, but you never follow through on anything. You know what I mean? You're not saying, okay, let me finish this project. You might start it, but very rarely do you finish it. To follow through, you know what I mean, is important here to understand. You got Gemini on the 3rd. You need to learn how to follow through with some of your mental tasks and projects that you push forward from your mental energy and say, I need to finish this and then move on to the next. Because a lot of time, this energy here, you get bored with information extremely fast if it doesn't hold your attention. And that's why I love astrology, because for a long time, this is how I was. But it was so many different dynamics in astrology that I could never get bored. It's always something here where I can go look and read or study or see or whatever and be able to spark my interest and say, okay, let me look at this. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? This is the great messenger of the zodiac. You know what I mean? It also can be a person that's very argumentative and loves to debate, because that's the Gemini thing too on the low side. You get very argumentative. You're always calling people out. You always want to debate folks about this, that, and the third, and you always want to run to your reason and your logic to make it make sense. You know what I mean? This frequency sometimes has a hard time dealing with spiritual principles. You understand what I'm saying? If they can't write it down and see the mathematical formula of how it come out, you're telling me I need logic. What you mean about spirits? What you mean about orbs? What you mean, Minister Jew? That type of stuff? Nah, Where they do that at? You know what I mean? So this is the Gemini frequency, but you must elevate yourself past this, because there are things that are unseen, man, that actually manipulate this reality. You know what I mean? So if you got there, you know, it takes time, but you eventually get there. So that's Gemini on the third. Cancer on the third, this is a person that can always be worried about family members. You know, the one that just calls everybody to make sure they're okay in the family, because it's family orientated. You know what I mean? But the Gemini is such a schizo sometimes, it turns into a worry energy down here on this third house frequency. You know what I mean? So, you know, this is the person that just, you know, they call you every 10 minutes. You okay? Did y'all make it in? You know what I mean? You know, they very concerned about family. Nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? Because they, you know, but they just, sometimes they go overboard, you know what I mean? This is a person where, you know, the person that always got family over their house, you know what I mean? And they over there just talking smack, they having a good old time. You know what I mean? They talking about reminiscing about things in the past. You know, they always putting together family events. This is the person whose mind is always orientated around family, so they always looking to do things that involves the family dynamic. You know what I mean? Which is great. This is also a person that can be very sensitive to dialogue and how other people are expressing what they're feeling to them. You know what I mean? Because remember, it's a give and take thing. It's how you communicate and how other people will communicate back to you. It's an ebb and flow. It's energy. So this can be a person that's very sensitive. You know what I mean? To people that just be crying for no reason, very emotional. You know, you can't really say too much to them. It might stir them up, and before you know it, you got a whole puddle of water standing right there in front of you. So you want to be mindful of that, you know what I mean? And people who might have this marker learn to not be so sensitive, you know what I mean? I call it hypersensitivity. Learn how to be not so sensitive at what people may say, you know what I mean? And really analyze it, you know what I mean? This is also be a person who's always dealing with their mental activities, is always dwelling on things from the past, because you're dealing with a Cancer principle, which is originally from on the fourth house, which you're dealing with the ancestral gateway. So things of the past, people of the past, this type of thing, your mind is always there. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's good to reminisce, you know what I mean? Especially on happy, joyous things. And I'm not the one to tell you that sometimes it's not bad to reminisce on some of the bad things that you may have did, because then it'll remind you of what not to do in the future concerning the same thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the type of energy that manifests with Cancer on the third. Leo on the third. Leo on the third is great. Leo on the third, man, this is, how can I put this, man? They can be rambunctious at times, man, with Leo in the third. Why? Because they always, they love to be in the center of everything. You understand what I'm saying? So when they naturally have that vibe, and then you finna throw in some talking on top of just wanting to be seen all the time, and now they have the ability to verbally express that cockiness or that ego that they have in, That's tough, man. You know what I mean? But sometimes that needs to be expressed. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times when you see a person full of ego and full of pride, you know what I mean? You never know who's that affecting in a positive light, because you might have some people that are afraid to get out here and stand up and speak their mind and be who they are and learn how to step into the spotlight and share their talents with the world. So a lot of times other people need to see that and say, you know what, man, I need to be a little bit more like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's hard to be judgmental, because you never know who the message or who the learning is actually being facilitated to at any time. You know what I mean? And however you're processing, and I'm quite sure that's what you needed, even if you think they shouldn't be that way, I'm quite sure that's doing something to you and your psyche to help rearrange how you might interact with people when you had an opportunity to interact with them. So, you know what I mean? Leo also a person that loves to have fun. So this is a marker for the prank caller. You know what I mean? Because you're calling, you're talking, you know what I mean? Your telephone, that's a Gemini thing, you're talking. You know what I mean? But people love to have fun. This is a marker for somebody who just pick up the phone and just do pranks all day. You know, just call me and just play, have fun, and be tripping out, man. Keisha, and I'm going to ask Keisha, man, I'm going to give Reggie birthday, man, and look him up. Man, I'm going to see that we got Leo on the 3rd. But this brother, 2 weeks ago, it's 11 o'clock, and hey man, you can go? They love you. You know, he called me about, it was about 2 weeks ago. I get a call, man. It's like 11 o'clock at night, man. Some unknown number come calling. Come out some, yeah, man, you hit my car, and you tore my bumper up, and I'm like, what? You know, it's like, I'm like, man, who is this, man? I'm like, you know, it sounded like they was having a Latino dialect. I'm like, man, who are you? Like, you know, I kind of chuckled, I laughed, because it was so erroneous. And he was like, you know, and you left your number on my windshield to call. And I'm like, now, come on, man, who would hit somebody's car, get away, and leave their number on the windshield and say, call me, I hit your car? So I laughed it off, man. You know, I'm like, man, you know, like, you never know who's playing, or, you know, it's a lot of haters, so people just be, you know, whatever. So I get up the next morning, I call Noble, the daily routine, man. We chop it up in the morning, man. Get our day going straight about what the plan is, what the goal is. And I'm like, man, somebody called me, you know. He's like, man, somebody called me too, man, talking about horses. I'm like, for real? I'm like, what number did they call you from? So I go look on the phone. I'm like, did they call you from this number? And he's like, yeah, they called me from that number. I'm like, man, somebody playing with us, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, first thing we thinking it's some haters just being haters, just causing nonsense and confusion. But later on that day, we get a call from Keisha, who's on the Mac Squad. Miss Keisha, wonderful tarot reader, man. She I'm talking to Keisha. She's like, oh, by the way, Ju, that was my husband, Reggie. He was just playing with y'all. They were trying this new app where you can call people and we got hide your number and decode it with another number. I said, man, tell Reg, man, I'm going to get him, man. But that's my man. Reg, man, showed us real good hospitality when we went out to Denver for the fair, man. And, you know, gave me a place to lay my head while I was out there, man, so I didn't have to pay no hotel fee. I was chilling over there with Reg, man, and Keisha, man, real good people out in Denver. And by the way, side note, we're going to be in Denver. We got the Inner Peace Lighthouse working. We get the keys next week to the new house, four-bedroom house. We're going to be doing all of our spiritual work out west. We're taking it out west, man. We're going to go out there, man, and build the palace. And get up in the mountains, man, in that high altitude, man, and get on our Moses thing, man, and take it up to the top and really rock out, man. So we got some beautiful things coming for 2014, man. We got a course. We got a Mac University course where we just put it together. It's a 5-month course for the real serious students of astrology and the Hebrew language. You're going to take your steps up through Astro 1, Astro 2, learning the aspects, learning how to interpret. Then Noble going to take you over into he's going to take you over into the Kabbalah, into the Hebrew game, and tie it back into the astrology. So I'm going to be part of week 1 through 3. Another brother named Johnny going to be part of week 1 through 3, and then Noble will take it on home with the last couple weeks. And we're going to start that in February, and it's going to end, I think we had the date in July, and we're doing a graduation celebration out at the Inner Peace Lighthouse. All the graduates fly out, drive out, whatever they want to do, man. We're going to have certificate ceremony. We're going to do something spiritual. We're going to have a good time out there for the people that participate and graduate from MacU. So that's coming, man. And another side note to that, we're going to be doing some humanitarian efforts out there as well. For those that don't know, we got the Toel Love Fund created by myself, co-founded by Noble Ampou. We got the OL Love Fund solely created by Noble Ampou. And we're doing a lot of humanitarian work. The Toel Love Fund has paid over 80 people's bills. And it's going to be going on 2 years, coming up in January. We're very happy. We're very proud of this accomplishment. And we thank all the people that participate in the fund, man, and really show where their heart is at you know, to help folks, man. And the people in the fund, we pay it out. 4 or 5 people get paid every month and go pay a bill, man. Let's, you know, we doing real stuff over here, man. It ain't a bunch of pontificating and hyperbole and all these things that other folks doing. We really set the record straight on what it looks like to really be spiritual leaders in the community, man. The Oil Love Fund, we paid school down in Texas, man. We cut them a check when the beginning of the school year was starting from all the people that participated in that. We cut them a check. Rob went down there with the check, passed them the check over, man, and get them going for whatever they had going on, man. So if you want to be a part of that, man, be a part of something special, man. But we've continuing we're continuing that progress out in Denver. And we're not going to start the check, but I'm going to put it on y'all mind now to know to get prepared for it. We're going to be feeding the hungry out there from the house. We're going to try to do that like once a week. So anybody that can, send canned goods, whatever you can, things where, you know, perishable items where, you know, you can put it in a box, no matter what it is, 3 or 4 cans, everything is good, man. There's people out here hurting, they hungry, you know what I mean? People that lost their jobs, you know what I mean? They lost their families, and they out on the street, man. So we want to do our part by saying, you know what, at least you can come here and get a hot meal, put some on your stomach, you know what I mean? And then you figure it out from there. You know what I mean? So we really taking that to the next level. So when we get the keys next week, man, and we get this place situated, we got some people out there going to help us clean the place up, go in there, furnish the place, do what we do, fix it up to our spiritual likeness. We want people to send out whatever they can, man, you know, on the food side, because we're going to be doing this out there. You know what I mean? And we would like y'all support, you know what I mean, and really, you know, and really, really show that, you know, we can do something that's honorable and noble to the people, man. So be on the lookout for that. But anyways, man, I get off on a tangent, man. That's the Gemini, man. My bad, my bad. But back to this legal thing on the 3rd. These are people that should be child development counselors, youth motivators, you know what I mean? People that talk Gemini to children, obviously, with the Leo frequency. And this is also a person that can always be gossiping about other people's love life, too, because you got love affairs and romance and all this thing with the Leo frequency. So, you know, that girlfriend that you got, ladies, that's just always talking about somebody else's love life, always talking about how somebody else getting their freak on, how their romantic life is going. Just keep it up, that gossip. That's another characteristic for Leo on the 3rd. So, you know, you want to be mindful of that, you know what I mean? I know it be girl talking sometimes. They can get out of hand. And guys do, too. Guys be talking, too. They ain't going to count them out. You know what I mean? But that's that. What else we got here? We got next up is Virgo on the 3rd. We got Virgo on the 3rd. This is a person that is very oriented. Critical thinking, it's the top priority for this person. You know what I mean? It's always a double Mercury effect. You got Virgo is ruled by Mercury, Gemini is ruled by Mercury, so you got Virgo down here in the 3rd. This is a person that is very analytical in their approach to solving problems. Very attentive person here. Sometimes can be very critical of others, though. And this can be done sometimes unknowingly, because you got to remember, Virgo is about, they may not mean to be that way, but that's how other people are perceiving it on this placement, because remember, the 6th house is about service. So it's naturally about service is what? Helping other people. Customer service, you're helping other people. So it may not be intentional, but sometimes that's how it can come off, because you're being very critical in how you're analyzing a person. You know what I mean? Or you're analyzing the situation. You know what I mean? And a lot of times when you're being very analytical, the emotional factor is really not present. So, you know, you have to be mindful of that, people with Virgo on the 3rd, about how other people are perceiving your criticalness, you know what I mean? Because you can alienate a lot of people like that, too. This is all, and depending on the aspects, this could be a person that's a health nut, just, you know, and, you know, if you got negative aspects to anything in the 3rd and Virgo, you know, it can be the opposite. It can be anorexics. It can be obesity. So it depends on what type of aspects are here, man. You know what I mean? Because it could be some negative influences on the health side as well. You know what I mean? And it can be a person subconscious about the weight. You know what I mean? Because weight, overweight, you know, is still part of health. You know what I mean? So, you know, in the mind, you know, you're thinking about it all the time. So, you know, this is what's propelling you to move forward in your decision making and what you're going to do in the physical world, whether to change something or not. So this is important. Next up, we got Libra on the third. Libra on the third, always, this person always has other people in their plan of attack. Why? Because Libra is always looking for a partner to do something. I got a heavy influence in Libra in my chart, you know what I mean? But the Libra influence is person, you know, you're always looking for somebody to attach to an idea, you know what I mean? So this is what Libra on the third, how can I attach somebody else to my idea, i.e. Gemini, to mine? How am I going to do that? This is a person that's very orientated in the relationship process. You know, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. You know, and that's the thinking of a person here. You know what I mean? So they got that type of policy. You know what I mean? They don't mind sharing as long as you want to give back to keep the thing reciprocal. It's cool. You know what I mean? This is also a person that might feel like they need other people to validate or to contribute to their ideas. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, man, I'm a Gemini, but I got a heavy Libra influence on my chart. And when I'm talking to Noble, it's funny, man, because it's a, how can I put it? He'll be saying something, and my Gemini Mercury mind is moving so fast that when he's talking, I'm processing it at a high pace. And I'm thinking about how I can overlap that onto something that I have going on or something that we have going on to make a product better or to make a service better. Or when we're talking about God, coming up with other ideas of how to understand the creator's mind. So with this influence here, is other people are coming in to contribute, right, because it's a partnership, it's a relationship, and it's talking because it's the third house of communication, to help you expand your ideas. You know what I mean? You need somebody to come in and say, you know what? Well, you're thinking of this, but they might bring this buffer that just shines that idea so much better. You like, bingo, there it is. I'm glad I was talking to you. I got it. I hit you back. Let me work on it. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So you want to get into that type of thing. What else is it here? This is a good brother and sister marker. You know what I mean? These are people that really keep in touch with their siblings, you know what I mean? Because remember, the third house is about brothers and sisters. You're dealing with a sibling thing, depending on the aspects. But it also can be on the low side, somebody who is very inconsistent with their decision-making. Why? Because you're already dealing with Libra, so you're dealing with the scales. So you're dealing with having to decide something, just because that's what a judge has to do. The judge, Libra, has to decide by weighing whatever is being brought into the courtroom, and then you're dealing with a Gemini frequency already who's topsy-turvy back and forth, you know what I mean? So it can be a lot of inconsistent patterns in the way that you think in your decision-making with Libra on the third. You see what I'm saying? So you want to be mindful of that and watch out for those inconsistencies in your psychology and really be able to find out, you know, how do I keep a balance here with my thought process? You know, because that a lot of times, man, you just fall yourself falling in line where you really don't even want to fall in line because you can't make up your mind. You know what I mean? So that's important. You got Scorpio on the third. This is the plotting mind. Always scanning the possibilities to strike because, you know, that Scorpio energy is like, I'm going to sit back and lay in the cut. And I'm going to plot this thing out. I'm going to make sure I map this thing out. I'm going to be intelligent about it. And then, bam, I'm going to make my move. This is also a person that can be more in tune with their own psychology. And they rationalize quite well with this placement because it's an inner rationalizing. It's where, you know, you already know without having to look at external things about why you're going to do what you're going to do. It's a self-decision. It's not really somebody else influencing. You understand what I'm saying? It's more of an inner thing. It's a deeper penetrating part of the self that's coming up with the reasons why they do what they do. This is also a person that can have a lot of thoughts because you're dealing with a Mercury frequency, third house. This is also a person that can have a lot of thoughts about death because death is a Scorpion thing. eighth house, you know what I mean, this type of thing, is death, you know what I mean, the contemplations of life and death, you know what I mean, more so death, you know what I mean, but it is regeneration as well. But a lot of times when we think Scorpio, we think the low end so much because that's just the overtone that people have accepted, primarily that really don't know the crowd, they think Scorpio, they think, oh, death, so, you know, it is what it is, but you know what I mean? This is like a Tupac Shakur. This is that type of energy where he's every other line he's talking about. My every move is a calculated step to bring me close to embracing early death. You see? So you know, I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. You know, he's always making raps that denote death. He's talking death all the time. You know what I mean? Even Biggie Smalls, life after death. Always talking about death. On his first album, he's talking about death. So you'll see this. You know what I mean? You'll see this. You know what I mean? Very penetrating a way of looking at expression. You know what I mean? But it's there. This is also a person that is the mind of an archaeologist. You know what I mean? Because Scorpio is about digging deep. You know what I mean? This person who has a mind to really uncover the truths about a lot of things because they go past the surface buff. And they get down into the cracks and the crevices to find the jewels. So if you got Scorpio down here, this is how your mind is going to work. You're going to always be looking for, but what really did he just say? How does he really feel? You see what I'm saying? And this type of thing. So that's Scorpio on the third. What else we got here? We got Sag on the third. This is a person that's always talking about optimism, always inspiring people, because Sag is such a lofty energy, man. You're dealing with a Jupiter frequency that's just, I just want to be nice. I just want to be good. I just want to bring blessings. I want people to be happy. You know what I mean? Like the holidays, sun goes into Sag, everybody's happy. People eating, they feeling good. Tummy's full, they happy. They feeling blessed. People passing gifts. It's just a time of joyous celebration. You know what I mean? Whether you participated in or not, this is what time it is for other people that do. This is how they feel, you know what I mean, around this time. So this is the Sag influence, man, a person that's always talking about optimism, hate to hear people talking about down things. They want to lift people up with what they say out of their mouth, you know what I mean, or the ideas that they have, you know what I mean, or their writing style is very jovial. They're always happy, you know what I mean, if they want to express love, this type of thing. There's another person who may travel out of the country to further their educational development. You know what I mean? Because the third house is just, it is the first stages of development on the educational side. But when you come over here and you throw a Sag mix down on here, you got to make some room. You see what I'm saying? Well, this is the big elephant in the room. You got to move over, little Gemini dude, down, I'm coming through here. You know what I mean? So it's still educational, but I want to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? So this is a marker for that. You know what I mean? You want to further your education. You might say, hey, man, I might go overseas to further my education, whatever. This is also a person who loves to study religion. You know what I mean? Their mind is always focused on Allah, or it's focused on Jesus, or it's focused on Buddha, or it's focused on Osiris, or whatever it is. This is a person whose mind who talks about religion all the time and philosophy all the time and get into this type of subject matter. You may also have this person who has to keep a long-distance relationship and talk to their siblings because they might live out of the country too. Remember, their siblings, so you might have a relationship with your close family members, your brothers, your sisters, people of this nature. You're talking to them long-distance. You got to spend that extra dollar on that long-distance call, but go on, chop it up. That's your family. Go on, do what's right. Get on the phone with them and talk to them, no matter how far away they are. You know what I mean? You know, this type of thing. So what we got next? We got Capricorn on the third. This is a person who has a lot of connections or can have a lot of connections with important people. You know what I mean? Because Capricorn is what? It's business. It's people in high authoritative places. It's this type of thing. They got connections. They can get you in the door. I know this person. I'm well connected. You know what I mean, with this person. And so what I'm saying, so I can communicate to them what you need. Okay, let me see if I can make it happen. You know what I mean? Important people get you into places, open up doors for you, this type of energy. I like this person because this is a person that got a good mental map on how to be successful. Because, you know, Capricorn is about, look, man, I ain't playing no games. I want to be talking about all these lofty, imaginative things. I want to figure out what it's going to take for me to get to A to B and be successful doing it so that I can be the best that I can be wealthy, be healthy, and be in the spotlight. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. I want to build my business up so that it is a Fortune 500 company. This is the Capricorn mind. So if it's down here on the third, man, they're going to use their mental energy to get there. You know what I mean? So if you want somebody to model success behind, you understand what I'm saying, and look and see what step did they take, you know what I mean? What was their thought process on how they got to this point, these people will be people that really, really, you know, buckle down, man, and use their mental energy in a constructive way to reap benefits in the material world. You know what I mean? So that's the type of placement that you have there. This is also a person who just can't stop talking about work, though, too. You know what I mean? It just, you know how it be. You go to the party, you think you're finna go out and have a good time, and you get in there, and this person, they still talking about work at the nightclub. Like, nah, we came here to get loose. We came here to have a party. We came here to dance. We came here to sing. We came here to laugh. And this person still in there talking about, man, you know what happened on the job? Or, man, we working on this. Nah, you should have stayed at home, man. You know what I mean? So that's the low side. You know, just always talking about work, how to be successful. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that's on their mind. They don't have any extracurricular activities to bring a balance to that. So you want to be mindful of that too. You know what I mean? While you're getting into when you get into your thing, when you're analyzing people's charts and you're analyzing your own chart, you know, who this person is and how they, you know, how they fit into your life. Aquarius on the third, man, it's my placement, man. You know what I mean? This is a person that got ingenious ideas. And you never know what they might say. Real spontaneous with their verbiage. You never know. You know, sometimes, man, I get on these radio shows and the rebel in me come out when I get to talk. Why? Because the Aquarian is the rebel. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to tone down from that, man. You know what I mean? Like, guests appear on other people's shows, especially when we get to talk about spirituality and spiritual warfare and these type of things, man. I get amped up, you know what I mean, and I might go on a tangent, you know what I mean, I might curse, you know what I mean, I take it there sometimes, you know what I mean, but I've been trying to calm down a lot lately, man. You know, you got to grow, you got to mature spiritually and be able to reach a wider audience, man, and the perverse mouth is not the best way to do that, so trying to move out of that and grow, but anyways, you know, Aquarius on the third, this is a person that when they're talking, you know, they can just have flashes of intuition while they're talking or when they're engaging in a dialogue with somebody else. It happens all the time to me. Me and them would be on the phone kicking it, we'd be rapping it, and all of a sudden, just I don't know where it come from, man. It's just like, I know. You know what I mean? I just know. You know what I'm saying? And we'd be talking, and then, you know, it's funny because it was a passage in the Zohar. But months back, man, we was talking and I said something about planets and how it's a two-way street between, you know, any communication, because you remember, these things are energy patterns that affect your psychology, planets, right? The physical planet don't do nothing itself, but this is really, and the reality is, this is a real spiritual thing dealing with this astrology thing. It really is, because how can something be millions of miles away from you, right, still have an effect on your day-to-day life, right? Right? And you have a decision to make inside of that pocket of space and time when this energy is present on you or is aspecting you in a certain way, right? This is amazing. This is spirituality, man. You understand what I'm saying? Although it is a science, because more times than not, and we've proven it, you go to the website, myastrologycoach.com, you go on blogs or you go to Google, portal into the cosmos, we have found the most astounding phenomenon in astrology, and I'm standing on that. I ain't going to give it up how we doing it, but we've been doing this for the last 9 months, but we have put together a blog called the Portal to the Cosmos and tell people to look out for these days right here, and we guarantee that it's going to be a catastrophic event, whether assassination, some type of major death hits the news, some type of terrorist action takes place or a natural phenomenon with the weather devastates something. You go back and you read them laws. We have been on the money. And I ain't talking about no small Channel 6 news on your local station. I'm talking about CNN, MSNBC type material. The death of Hugo Chavez. We documented that. And you go back and check the post, you'll see the dates that it was posted way before the event happened. In some cases, 6 months prior to the event happening, we already had it posted. You know what I mean? Hugo Chavez death. The bombings over at Boston when the marathon was going on, that was marked down on one of the red days. The latest typhoon that just went through the Philippines, that was marked down on the red day. And, I mean, there's been many, 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 many more. You know what I mean? But those are the ones that just come to mind right now. It's called Portal to the Cosmos, MyAstrologyCoach.com, where we have gotten so in tune with understanding energy in the cosmos that we're able to say, around this time right here, you can look for one of these events to happen. This is a fact, not fiction. These are all facts. It's been documented. You can go check it. There's not no hearsay. Go look for yourself. It's been done and it's been recorded. And Noble keeps saying he's going to the grave with it. I guess I'm going to have to go to the grave with it too. But, you know, it's a real spiritual thing, man, when you're dealing with this astrology thing, man. But, you know, anyways, Aquarius on the third. This is a person who's like I said, the mindset of a rebel, very unorthodox thought pattern, because he's dealing with a Uranian frequency, man. It's just off-kilt, you know. Uranus spin and a whole different access. This dude is just different, but he's a genius. You know what I mean? So this is this phenomenon. You can also tend to think about the group more so than you do yourself a lot of times. Other people can view you as weird, the way that you talk, your verbiage. They're like, what is he saying? Like, what is she saying? She just comes off as a little different. And what else? Oh, like, new example. This thing is so real. This was before I was even on astrology, right? Because I'm 32 years old, and I've been on science since I was about 20. But, you know, I came in the regular way that most people come in, man. I came in the game, man, on the conspiracy theory, because that's what grabs your attention. You know, you finally figuring it out that everything ain't what it appears to be down here. You know what I mean? And I'll never forget, man, I was working at Mount Sinai Hospital and here in Chicago, and I was reading a book by Jim Mars called Rule by Secrecy, black book with the red letters, with what looked like it got the duct tape on it. And, man, I was reading about the Trilateral Commission and the Council of Foreign Affairs, and I thought I was on my way. And I was in the cafeteria, man, and back then, man, I had a head full of hair, man. I used to just be wilding out in the cafeteria. I had the braids. Now you see me, I got a bald head. I done made a complete transition from that. But head full of hair, walking around the cafeteria with my hair everywhere, but I had my net on, so I was still I was still sanctioned on the sanitary side, so I was cool. But, you know, I was a young, wild dude, man, in the cafeteria, man, dropping science, man, telling you need to read this, man, all at the register, people looking at me like, what the hell is he talking about, right? I eat Aquarius on the 30, like, this dude is weird. He's talking about stuff we have no idea what's going on. Where is he getting his information from? That type of vibe. So one day I'm in the kitchen, and, you know, everything died down, man, the rush hour done, 2 o'clock, all the people come down, the doctors come down and eat in the cafe, and, I'm still at the front. I'm still reading my book. I'm talking to Miss Lily. I never forget it. And I'm like, Miss Lily, y'all, do you know that this is what they doing? And a dude come walking up behind me. He was a cool brother, real smooth, walked up behind me. And he said, hey, man, what you reading? I was like, man, Rube, I see what you're doing. I started spilling the spirit. He said, okay, look. He said, come on out here, man. Let me holler at you for a second, man. So he taking me out there on the back on the canopy. We rap. He said, look, man, that ain't for everybody, man. He said, you know, you got to be choice. You got to choose better who you talk to about things like that, because they'll think you're strange. He said, but look, man, I got something for you, man, because I like your style. He said, you look like you're a young brother that want to learn some stuff. And he took me down in the basement. He was the phone tech. He had all of the wiring in the building for the phone system. And I go down in the basement, and he pulled up some stuff on on Egypt, and he pulling up stuff by Bobby Heeman. This is my first introduction to Bobby Heeman and the Phil Valentine's of the world and the C. Freeman Ales of the world. I mean, like, he started just printing stuff out, like, come man, read that. Come man, read that. Now, mind you, I'm like 19. This dude, like, in his early 40s at the time. And come to find out, he's an Aquarius. But I got Aquarius on the 3rd, right? So he would introduce me to my first levels of education, right? 3rd house frequency, right? He's introducing me to my first level of education on a different type of science. My entry level. And from that point on, we have remained friends to this day. He sent me up about 200 books a couple years ago that he had, because he moves around, man. He's an Aquarius. He moves around and be jumping from place to place. And he needed somewhere to send his books, so he sent me about 200 books. I got a bookshelf full of books, all kind of science on my bookshelf, man. And you know what I mean? We you know, we call each other brothers, man, but this man is, you know, 13, 14 years older than I am. You know what I mean? But you know, that's that brother connection. You know what I mean? We got a brotherly connection. You know what I mean? And he's an Aquarius. So he put me on to my first levels of education on this higher science. And then later, you know what I mean, I would run into Noble Ann Poole as I was transitioning out of the conspiracy, getting more into the mystery and trying to understand thyself. I saw a video with Noble Ann Poole on YouTube, and, man, I swear, man, I thought these brothers was in that alley building, man. Dark. It was dark. You can see, you know how when it's cold outside, you can see they breath, you know, on the screen, you know. And I'm like, man, who is this dude teaching all this science right here, man? You know what I mean? I think I think when I saw the video, it might have been like in September. The video might have been a year old by then. But the number flashed on the screen. So I called him, and hit him up. And I was like, man, how much you charge to come to Chicago and speak, man? Because I was so motivated by what he was talking. And he was like, man, you know, just a couple hundred, man. You know, Noble being all modest and all that type of thing. So, so I went a little further, done my research on him, and come to find out, I go to the website, he offered these astrology classes. So, I took the course, you know what I mean? And it's funny, I should show you how you already be walking your path. It's funny because when I was in the 6th grade, looking back on my life now, man, the Creator been guiding me through this whole thing. When I was in the 6th grade, I did a science project on the planet Jupiter, right? And I just said I do one on Jupiter, you know what I mean? I figured planets, you know what I mean? And I came in 3rd place in the district off a project off a planet, about a planet. I came in 3rd place for the 6th graders in the district in the Austin community in Chicago, right? So the Creator was trying to put me on to something then. Then when I went to Mount Sinai with a lady named Sharonda, she had a son named Jamil, because my first name is Jamil. She said, but I call my son Juju. She said, so I'm going to call you Juju. So, you know, they was calling me Juju at 18, 19, working in Mount Sinai, fresh graduate from high school. They calling me Juju. And then later they were just going to call me Jew, which is like Jupiter. You see what I'm saying? And then Jupiter is at the height of my chart. You see what I'm saying? He's dead on my midhaven. So Jupiter is here at the highest position in the astrological chart for me. So all the time, the Creator has been walking with me silently, leading people into my life, the likes of Rob Davis and Mount Sinai to Noble Ann Poole, who's an Aquarius, to further my education, i.e. 3rd house, to go to where I'm going as a human being and as a living soul. You see what I'm saying? So shout out to Noble, man. Shout out to Rob Davis, man. I appreciate y'all stepping in at that time when y'all did, man, to keep me moving and keep me focused on what I'm doing. What else, man? So, you know, that's Aquarius on the 3rd. Last but not least, we got Pisces on the 3rd. And this is a cool placement, man, because a lot of times the Piscean energy is like it's concealed, right? Because it's confinement, you know, it's lockup, it's keeping things inside. This is the general expression of the Piscean energy. Because why? Because they're more intuitive than anybody else. So they don't necessarily have to express themselves outwardly, because what they got going on is an inner faculty, an inner function of knowing. You see what I'm saying? But it's cool when this placement is here because it says, you know what? This frequency of the third house says you need to express. So they get an opportunity to let some of those things out and don't keep it bottled up. You know what I mean? To say, I want you to express that part of yourself. You know what I mean? It's the keys of the world. Get out on the radio and talk to people about, you know, your definition, your divining capabilities with these cards, and express this and talk to people and help people, you know, show them how to express that emotional part of themselves that they've been concealing, you know, inside of the darker crevices of their mind. You know what I mean? So that's I like this placement because it's saying it's let it seep out. You know, it might be a slow seep, but it's still cool because it's coming out. Also, this is, you know, this is a marker because, remember, it's siblings, it's brothers and sisters, so you might got some crackhead brothers and sisters because, remember, the Piscean energy is drugs. You know what I mean? So you got Pisces on the third. You might have to look at your brothers and sisters, make sure they clean. You know what I mean? They come in there, droop down. You know, but you take them to the side, say, hey, man, you all right? You know what I mean? There's a marker for it. Pisces on the third. You know, this is a drunk driving marker, you know, because you remember now, your third house, Gemini frequency, Mercury frequency, you're dealing with travel, short travel, you get in your car, you're doing short travel, you're going to the nightclub, it's an hour away, or it's 30 minutes away, 20 minutes away, whatever it is, you got to drive to get there, you know what I mean? Piscean is the drunkard, you know what I mean? It's drinking, I mean, which makes people delusional, so, you know, that's a marker for that too, man, so try to stay away from that because it'll get yourself in a lot of trouble. This is also a pastor marker or a spiritual consultant, somebody who's talking, right, third house, communicating about spiritual things, you know what I mean, psychic, clairvoyant, this type of entity, somebody who has a connection and is talking to entities that are not necessarily here in the physical, but they have a connection with something that's outside of the physical realm that is pulling on them and guiding them and leading them to share their gift with the world and show that you can't put a limit on the creator, man, and that this is where the wheel gets sealed up. You know what I mean? It gets sealed up in Neptune. It gets sealed up in things that I can't see. But you have to be of rational mind, too, right, to be able to interpret that and not go willy-nilly and really not be able to understand what's just your imagination versus, you know, what is a real divine situation taking place. How do you identify that? You know what I mean? With Neptune back at home in Pisces, man, I'm seeing it all over the place, man. You got a lot of people lying about spirituality and some of the things that they can do. You got to be mindful of this. In this particular time, people are out here doctoring photos, you know, showing photos supposed to be spirits, right? And we got the proof, you know what I mean, that they doctored, you know what I mean? I got $100 on all our photos. All of ours are authentic. Anytime you see us dropping it, Noble going on his Facebook tangents, when you just feel like putting the work out there, you start seeing these light orbs, we'll send you the original file. You can take it to whoever you want to take it through. They'll tell you if it's authentic or not. We ain't got no reason to hide it, man. We God sent us down here to do some work. You know what I mean? To do some work. You know what I mean? And that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to continuously pull the veil back to show that is a God, and that we don't have to pontificate with just book knowledge to understand what that is. The book knowledge will give you an idea to build your rationale and your logic around the principles, but then when you start stepping to the mind of God, it's totally incomprehensible to a lot of folks. You know what I mean? They tell you water and electricity don't mix, but it's an electric eel in the water right now. What is that all about? See? Come on, man. You know, we got to really, really, you know, really look at this thing, man, and know that the Creator's mind is limitless. It's limitless. And sometimes the veil will get lifted back when your conversation is predicated upon God. And wanting to know more, the Creator will peek through and send a ray down, and something magnificent will happen to you that you know is not of this world. And we just wise enough to keep the camera with us to take pictures, because we know how most people is. They gonna believe it until they see it, and even when they see it, they gonna be skeptics about it, and they should be, because a lot of people have been lied to and have been gotten for a lot of money dealing with spiritual things. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but All I'm saying is we got to prove, man, you can run it to whoever you want to run it to that deal with that type of work, and they'll tell you, yeah, this is authentic picture. Absolutely. So just be mindful, man, of a lot of the spiritual tricks and the games people are playing to get you to spend money, you know what I mean, robbing you of your prosperity, man, at this particular time. I mean, it's going to be going on for quite a while. What else we got going on here? Pisces in the third. This is the person that might be better at writing than talking, because remember I said the Piscean energy is sealed up. So this person here might be much better at writing their thoughts down versus saying them, you know what I mean? And, you know, this is a person that might write great movie scripts. Because why? You got, you know, the Piscean and Neptune frequency is filled, right? So, you know, this might be a person who you know, you should look into, you know what I mean, how to write movie scripts. You know what I mean? Getting into that and letting that imaginative energy get out on the big screen, you know what I mean, where you can, where people can visualize and it can become an art. You know what I mean? Like I said already, in tune with the unseen or spoken. So logic to this person might not be their strong suit. You know what I mean? But they're trying to express it in some medium of communication. So you got to find a way to get it out, whether it be through writing, whether it be through poetry, some type of way. If you're not going to verbally express it, you still need to find a way to get it out. So that's Pisces in the third house. So that concludes the energy on the wheel through the mental access. You want to, you know, you want to go back and listen to the show if you've been taking notes. You know what I mean? Go back through your notes. You're just like a person that likes to listen. You might want to go back and listen again, and where you can register some of the things, you know, especially for, specifically for you, because I know everybody's not concerned with all the other zodiac signs. That's for the astrologers to worry about, because you have clients and you have to know all these things. But for you as an individual, you might just be worried about, you know, Taurus on the third, you know, or Scorpio on the third, or Leo on the third, or Aquarius on the third, or Gemini on the third, or Sag on the third, or whatever. You know what I mean? It is, you know, that's your lane. Get back to it, you know what I mean, and see what you can get from it. You know, make your own analysis, man. You know what I mean? Look at it and see how you can augment what I've said. You know what I mean? That fits the keywords and see what you come up with yourself, man. I always advise people to do self-study, man, and self-reflection when they listen to other people, man, because, you know, this is how I see the reality. You might see it totally different, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're going to use principles and things that have been laid down as a format to how it should go. You know, we can augment a little bit, but let's try to keep it in the context of what it's made for. Hold on here. Let me see what we got. Give me a second. Stick with me for a second. Where is this thing at? Okay, man, we're just going to take a break here. And this is the Psalms of Saturn, something I created. I got a program called Saturn 360, dealing with karma cleansing and dealing with getting to your higher potentials of success, dealing with the planet Saturn. I know a lot of people afraid of Saturn. Man, when they think of Saturn, they think of trouble and trials and tribulation. And the high side of Saturn is what? It is ultimate success. We have to learn how to get through our lackadaisical approaches to life and get into this Saturn frequency, man, and really bring some success into your life. The reason that you're having the problem is because you don't want to work hard. You want somebody to give you something. You know what I mean? You don't want to get out here and make it happen for yourself. You know what I mean? And when you think like that, then people will converge on that thought and that reality, and then help you manifest your goals. That's when the help will come in. But you first have to set it in motion. So here's the Psalms of Saturn. We'll be back in a second.
Karma. What is karma? Karma is an impulse that is created on a psychological level, the plane of thought. Every thought creates magnetism. And when this energy is present at the center of one's attention, these thoughts leave impressions on the mind and eventually create solid-like realities for the individual to physically experience. Your present life is karma. This is the life you chose, the one that best fits your mental capacity in your previous incarnations. Every moment that brings you challenge is an opportunity to dissolve karma, depending heavily on your response and actions. This is why thought and willpower are man's best allies when focused upon and applied correctly. You have the ability to alter your karma every moment of your existence, right here, right now. So our first affirmation is, I am aware of my karma by being aware of my thoughts.
I am aware of my karma.
And I'm going to tell you something. In this age of quickening it happens real fast. Like, sometimes, you know, you might be a year down. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how the creative works. I was out on my route, right? And some lady, you know, she's out there flirting with me on the route. You know what I mean? This is before I'm married. I'm dating my wife, my current wife now. She's out there on the route. And, you know, I knew she had a liking for me, man, you know, because she's always talking to me, you know, asking me all these personal questions. So I'm out there snowing, bro. One day I'm out there on my route doing my job, working. And she pulls up on me, and she, you know, she's trying to engage me to have a, you know, have a conversation with her that is leading somewhere where I really don't want it to go. And I'm walking, right, and the minute I started to engage her in the conversation, because I didn't want to be rude, you know what I mean, you know, somebody stopping and asking, because, you know, you're trying to find ways in your mind to try to get them to go, like, shoot, but you don't just want to not say nothing. So the minute that I started to talk, let me tell you, all the mail flew out of my hand, I'm halfway leaning on the gate about to fall, stumbling all over rocks. The creation was like, look, dude, don't you even think about engaging this lady in any type of dialogue like that. No. So what did creation do? It made me look like a bumbling idiot. Mail flying all out of my hand. For those that don't know, I deliver mail. Yes, I am Gemini. I am the Hootie, so I drop off messages and packages, things of this nature. But my first love is this science. You know what I mean? I tell you all the time, that's my secondary job. My first job is the science. But the deal is, you know, mail everywhere, you know what I mean? So cause and effect came around in less than 20 seconds tops. The mere thought that I had to even engage this woman in a conversation, man, said, okay, I got you, dude. I got you. I'm going to show you something. You're going to drop all this mail. You're going to look like a clumsy clut, and this lady's going to pull off, and that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? So if it happens fast, it happens real, real fast. All right? So, man, you know, Saturn 360, man, you know what I mean? We get into it, man. We get into marches. We get into planetary timing. We get into all of this, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, you get that CD right there, man, where you can sit down in your meditations, man, and just constantly drill that into your psyche. I am aware of my karma by being aware of my thoughts. And if you're aware of your thoughts, you won't do so many things that will cause you problems later, right? So that's that. So, second half of the show, man. We got 17 minutes, man. So the call-in number is 818-369-0368. Call in, man. You want to catch the end of this show. We got 17 minutes and counting down. What we got, man? So, man, what I want to talk about, man, to close this thing out is, since we're dealing with a Mercury frequency, I am Gemini. We're talking about the third house. And coincidence, no one hit me up like, man, do I need you to do this show? Because he already did the Aries joint, he did the Taurus joint last week, so this week is Gemini third house. So we get a Gemini buddy, we got the Aquemini thing going on. Outcast was Aquemini, it was Gemini Aquarius, me and him working on the same axis. He hit me up, and I'm like, man, it's perfect because, you know, anybody that doesn't know, go to hip-hop, H-I-P, hop, H-O-P, hip-hop astrology, all one word, hiphopastrology.com. I do the blogging over there. And who comes through there, he be dropping stuff too from time to time. We got another young man that comes through seldomly and drops some stuff, but the majority of the blogs that you see over there, I drop them. Hip-hop astrology, let me explain what it is. We're taking it to a different level of understanding of how we can get into this current to get people to understand this divine science, right? And you got people of all ages, of all cultures that listen to hip-hop. This is a fact. 43, I remember, man, my mom was dating this dude named Hassan. You know, he's in his 40s, late 40s. He's bumping DMX. Somebody said, in the rip. I'm riding him, he taking me somewhere, he growling. Wrong man. You know what I mean? But he wasn't, he was still mature in his nature, but he just liked DMX. You know what I mean? Because everybody can identify. You know what I mean? Because some people go through certain things in their life, and I tell people all the time, these hip-hop artists, they're modern-day Picassos. You know, like Jay-Z said, I paint pictures with flow. You see what I'm saying? So, there's nobody better at metaphor and simile and double entendre than these dudes that's walking around here right now. You know what I mean? A lot of the messages in the songs might not be up to a lot of people's standards or what they think is morally or ethically correct, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how do we get into the children's mind that is listening to it, because they listening to it, whether we like it or not. They're going to sneak out and buy it on iTunes. They're going to go to the store and buy the CD. They're going to find a way to listen to Nicki Minaj, Waka Flocka Flame, or whoever else they can go get their hands on that they want to hear. They're going to do it. So we have to find a way, like hip-hop did. They came in the game and they left a stain on the genre of music. They said, now you let me in, man. You got jazz, you got blues, you got R&B. No, I'm coming in here. You got rock. I'm coming in. You ain't keeping me out. So what we got to do is find a way, how do we infuse this consciousness and what's already embedded in the people's minds? So we said there's no better way to do it than hiphopastrology.com, because you love hip-hop, you're going to listen. The children are going to listen, so we want to educate them on knowledge itself through the people that they deem as stars. So we say, this is where the stars meet the stars. You see what I'm saying? So go over there, man. Check them posts out. I'll be going in, man, on a lot of stuff, man. You know what I mean? I blend it well. I do hip-hop stuff, and I do astro stuff, but the astro stuff is generally based off the hip-hop people that do the music, you know, to produce the music. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just drop maybe an article or a YouTube clip where they just talking about their craft. You know what I mean? Because I want to keep balance. I want to keep balance on the website. I'm into hip-hop. I listen to hip-hop. I'm not the one going to sit here and tell you I don't. I know a lot of people in conscious community say, I don't like hip-hop. I listen to hip-hop. You know what I mean? I like hip-hop. You know what I mean? So I'm going to write about it. You know what I mean? Because I am the messenger. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of these dudes and women are messengers. They're trying to express something. You know what I mean? Whether it be pain or success, they're expressing it. We can't get away from that, man. We act like there's no pain in our lives. Everybody got pain somewhere. You're feeling it somewhere. You know what I mean? And you need to express it. Because if you keep it pinned up, that's how you get frustration and ulcers and all this other stuff. But anyway, so go over there to the website, man, hiphopastrology.com. I go over there, I drop blogs. So he's talking about the Mercury principle, and I'm like, man, you know that's right on time. You know what I mean? Because the last couple blogs I did was dealing with the Mercury principle. So matter of fact, let me see. I got to pull up the website. I don't remember these people. Specs entirely. Let me see. All right. Let me see. Bear with me for a second. All right, where am I start at? All right, I guess I'll start. And I start here. All right, yeah, you had a situation last week where, for those that don't know, about hip hop, have your children go over there to the website. They can learn a lot about astrology and apply it to their lives, and really, really want to understand what it's about, because it's an edutainment type of thing. But for those that don't know, it was a rap beef years ago between 50 Cent and Ja Rule. Very bad blood between them brothers at one time. I mean, very bad blood. Ja Rule ended up going to jail. He did a stint. But they squashed their beef, 50 Cent and him. I think it was May of 2011. They kind of buried that. You know, they grown men now, man. They know you can't beef forever. You know what I mean? You know, they can sell so many albums. Eventually, you're going to have to put some content and good music out. So they squashed the beef. Both of them now are looking to revitalize their rap careers because, quite honestly, 50 Cent has taken a dive down in the popularity rankings, and Ja Rule Ben took a dive down with 50 Cent buried him when they had the rap beef going on. So I did an article because last week they found themselves on the same plane, in the same aisle, on the same row, on the flight. And it made big news in hip-hop. They were like, people couldn't believe, like, how did this happen? How did these two, what used to be arch nemesis, end up booking the same flight? You know, the universe got them in the same aisle, in the same row. Now, what's the likelihood of that? And I remember reading from one of the sources that I get my information from that they said, you know, the word in their article was, what a coincidence. And I said, nah, no such thing in my reality. I don't know about them. So I said, let me go look and see what's going on in these guys' chart. Right? So I go pull up, you know, Curtis Jackson and Ja Rule, and I'm looking and I'm trying to see, okay, what makes sense for this type of situation, right? So obviously, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with what? You had something that was just all of a sudden occurrence. You had, you know, it came out of nowhere. Nobody was expecting it. You know what I mean? And so what is that? When you look for the keywords, those are keywords that denote a certain planet. That planet is Uranus. It dictates spontaneous events that seem to be out of your control, that are put in your life to prepare you to take action. No, you can't be doing it here anymore. I'm going to shake this area of your life up. You need to get it going. So I'm going to have to call some static for a minute and get it popping over here so that you can see the big picture. This is Uranus. So, you know, I'm looking at a chart, and who is this here? 50 Cent was born with Uranus at 28 Libra, and Ja Rule was born with Uranus a year later at 6 Scorpio, right? So that's what we call a conjunction. It's within 10 degrees, right? It's within 10 degrees of each other, two planetary bodies that sit within a 10-degree orb of one another. And, you know, this is a very powerful, some say the most powerful aspect in astrology. Now, sometimes it can be a gift and a curse, depending upon the planets involved. But in this case, I'm just looking at the symmetry to see what's going on here. So I'm looking at Uranus. They both got it in close proximity, obviously. But this planet takes a little longer to move than some of the personals. They move a lot faster. So naturally, that's going to be there. So I say, okay, now what's the next thing? You got Mercury, because remember now, they're traveling inside of the country. This is a domestic plane ride, right? This is short travel, right? This is a Mercury thing, a Mercurial thing. Mercury came through, right? Let me read this here. Make sure I got it right. Mercury came through, and let's see. On that day, Mercury in the sky was at 7 degrees Scorpio. Wait a minute. You trying to tell me that the messenger, the communicator, the one who deals with short travel was coming through highlighting in both of these men's chart the planet that deals with things unrehearsed or suddenly occurring that you had no idea was coming? That's exactly what it was. Mercury came through here and highlighted this planet on a transit to both of these gentlemen, and they both were greeted with a pleasant surprise. And they both talked on the flight, you know what I mean? And they had a conversation, which is a Mercurial thing, that they're communicating with one another, symmetry going on. And, you know, Ja Rule took to the social network Twitter, which is another Gemini development or creation, in my opinion, for, you know, only 140 characters. Let's get in here and drop it and let's get go. That's Gemini. I'm in, I'm out. Boom, 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 boom. Quick, I'm quick on my feet. You know what I mean? So the messenger came through, and then Ja Rule took to Twitter and he said, you know what, yeah, man, it's all good. Me and 50 on the same plane in the same room, the same aisle. They chopped it up. They had a conversation. And he was like, for all y'all that were black men to be at each other's throats, F y'all. You know what I mean? So, you know, he dropped the F-bomb on the people, you know what I mean? Which is Uranus, is you don't know what I might say. You know what I mean? You don't know. It's spontaneous. You know what I mean? I might, whatever's on the rip. And then Mercury coming through is like, you know, that adds some spice to what I got to say, because I'm going to put it in that vein. So he come through and he dropped the F-bomb, you know, had a couple people like, wow, you know, whatever. This wasn't really nothing to hip-hoppers, because, you know, we curse all the time. But, you know, that's what it was, man. So that's one example of how this energy can play out. You know what I mean? And I talk about that like, man, there's no coincidence. This is exactly what it was. You know what I mean? So you can go check that out. And a lot of times we don't have these people birth time. So what we're doing is we're looking at the planet play, how our planet's playing on these people. Because you can tell a lot just by aspecting planets in the middle chart. You know what I mean? In fact, I really like doing it that way, man, because it strips it down to the bare necessities. Just give me the aspects and the angels and the planets involved, and I can tell the psychology of the person. You know what I mean? Now, where my fall in their life is, you know, dealing with the houses, you know what I mean, the when, you know what I mean, or the where, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's important, but I like to look at just the bare necessities. Now, let me look and see what's really going on with this person in combination from planet to planet. You know what I mean? So that's great. You know what I mean? So you're going to go over there, you want to check that out, right? It's called 50 Cent and Ja Rule Take a Flight Together. If you want to read a little bit more, you know, get brushed up on it, you know what I mean? You go over there and read that. Then, what else did we have? We had, this one's probably my best work that I've done over here, the most latest post, and I kept this one up here for a couple of days for good reason. I want people to really read it. I did a post on Kanye West called Al Gore Tells Kanye West Off With Your Head, right? You know, I'm always looking for a catchy title, catchy phrase. You know, Noble got me naming everything around here. You see anything come out, Minister Jew named it. That's how it is. I do all the naming. I'm a Gemini, so I come up with the creative ideas on what we're going to name things. But I'm always looking for ways to get people to come and read, like, off of Kanye's head. That looks like an interesting read. Who's, because, you know, people don't know stars, let alone fixed stars. You know what I mean? They don't know. You know what I mean? So they think that Al Gore is a person. Who the hell is Al Gore? Tell him Kanye off with his head. So, you know, it's catchy to the reader. So, but anyway, so I'm looking at this thing, you know, and Noble inspired me because early in the week he was talking about Al Gore, and I saw a video on Kanye West that came out about 3 or 4 days ago. And hold on, let me get some water, y'all. Give me a second. And I saw a video Kanye West, where he, you know, this guy, he's walking around, he's got a mask on his face, this trench coat that suggests murder is on his mind. He's, you know, he's walking in a British alley, he's going to slit somebody's throat, one of them type of Sherlock Holmes trench coats. Man, he was wilding out on it. He was going ham, as him and Jay say, on the Watch the Throne joint. And he's talking about, you know, it's a new day. He said Oprah came to him and told him, and I got the video posted. You can watch the whole video. It's maybe a 10-minute clip. It's in an article. He's talking about how Oprah said, you know, they scared of you, right, Jay? You know, they scared of what you might do. And Kanye said he told Oprah, it's a new day. He said, I told Oprah, it's a new day. I'm doing what I want to do. This Iranian influence is coming in. Like we saying, look, man, out with the old, in with the new. You know what I mean? And we're going to create something that's never been created before, and we're going to augment things where it fits our paradigm and what we view it as. You know, it's not, you know, the Saturn principle is important, man, because you got to have some type of structure in the way that you're building things. But don't be afraid to have out there ideas in this age that has some structure to it as far as developing it and putting it out, because you'll find yourself in a winning position. Just look at some of the shows that's on TV nowadays. Like, it's just, some of the stuff is so weird, you're like, what is this stuff? You know what I mean? But people are using their artistry in different ways, man. You know, Uranus is wacky, crazy ideas, man, but it's working. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to infuse some type of consciousness into it, I say go for it. But anyway, we got 20 seconds left. I don't know if Noble set the show for any overtime. I'm not for sure if it cut off. Y'all got to excuse me. But if not, man, if it is some overtime time, 818-369-0368 is the call-in number. 818-369-0368 is the call-in number. I don't know if we're going to get disconnected or not, but if we do, visit the website. MyAstrologyCoach.com. We're having the Spirit of Family Day at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, p.m. tonight. Go over there and register. Get there and register for that this evening if we do run out of time. If not, I'll stay on and I'll rock with y'all. But if not, that'd be my closing statement. Let me see here. So back to this hip-hop blog. Over Kanye's head, he talks about how, you know, he told Oprah it's a new day. But he has, we looked at his chart, because we're talking about Mercury, we're talking about the third house, we're talking about the Gemini frequency. If you look at the chart, you'll see that Kanye West was born with a placement in his natal chart where Mercury, the planet Mercury, is conjunct a star called Algol. All right? A lot of people consider Algol to be a malefic star. You understand what I'm saying? So he was born with this placement, and it's actually a 26 degrees Taurus, all right, is where this star sits in our perception of space. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going to look up Algol because I'm trying to see, okay, what's the connection, man? You know, what's going on with Algol? And Algol is said to, it's a star that deals with mutation or deformities, creating monsters, walking in the likeness of God, because, you know, obviously creating things, you know what I mean? And being before your time, you know what I mean? Some like a visionary type of dude, you know, or type of woman, that type of energy, you know what I mean? And when you look at Kanye West, right, because his Mercury is here, so this means, okay, how is he expressing this in his current lifetime? Because it's amazing, people. You'll find out that a lot of these stars that are in the proximity of your planets, on these dead-on aspects, you imitate these things in this physical realm, letting you know that you are a culmination of stardust, because this is what you're doing. You're living at the same frequency in the physical dynamic that this star represents somewhere that's millions of miles away from you. That's amazing. So you look at his track record, you look at some of the keywords, talking about, you know, the star, the likeness of God, being able to create, obviously. The man walking around here and calling himself Jesus. He got a hit record called I Am a God, right? And he made another album called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, where he got a track on there called Monster. All these are keywords or phrases that denote this particular star in the sky. Right, but what's more interesting when you go and look at the star in the sky, it is a image of Perseus holding Medusa's head. It's a chopped off Medusa's head, right? And this star Algol is sit in the forehead of Medusa, so it's like the pineal, it's the third eye joint, right? So. And the way in which they say when her head got chopped off, what do they say in the mythology? When her head got chopped off, she became stronger, right? So the chopped off head, the pineal gland activated. But anyway, in the mythology, so you're looking at Perseus in the sky holding his head. Now I say, okay, all right, okay. Now I keep up with hip hop, so I see the videos. So he put a video out when he released the song Monster that I talked about. Go to the website, you'll see it. It's posted there. He's in the video, standing on the wall, with a trench coat on, and he's holding a beheaded model's head. But his Mercury, right, which is you know, the head, because it's the thinking apparatus, his Mercury is conjunct this star to the degree. His Mercury is 26 Taurus, Algol is 26 Taurus. He's in the video holding a beheaded Medusa in the video. Where is this current of thought coming from is the question. Does he know? I'm not going to be naive and say he doesn't, because he might. But if he doesn't, he's definitely going to know, because we've been sending this out to everybody that we can to get his attention. You know what I mean? To live out this reality and know that this is a story taking place down here, people. These people, and yourself included, we're all here to participate in the grand unfolding of creation. And whatever that is, we're all participating in it. Whatever it looks like, everything that you're doing is part of it. You know what I mean? But the wise, you know, like the three wise men that found baby Jesus with the star of Bethlehem, we're the ones that are able to interpret. We're going to be the oracles and the griots for today. We're going to interpret to the people what's going on. You know what I mean? So that you know that this thing has been recorded. This living testimony in the new age has been recorded. That somebody was wise enough to know how God was talking to you. And I say that because I talk to people all the time. You got a lot of people stuck on the hieroglyphs in Egypt, and I'm not disrespecting them because I know that was a great stage in our history of antiquity. But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. It ain't on the walls over there no more, man. It's not. I'm going to tell you where it's at. Because it's showing up in your reality as these people that you call stars, and also people that pop up on news stories when major events is happening. You know, I expressed this before. You look at all these things. Marion runs into the White House gate. Aaron goes on the base and shoots up the whole place. All these biblical references keep popping up in stories. You had one case like Charles Ramsey, ran in there and kicked the door down and saved a woman. But you had who helped him kick the door down was a man named Angel, who don't speak no English. Help them kick the door in to save them girls. These are cosmic stories being told to show you how to operate in the now and understand these principles and how to apply it to your personal life. So Ramsey, right, which represents what? Ramses, right, whose queen had the most illustrious tomb. And what did Ramsey do? He broke in what appeared to be a dark tomb where these women were being held captive. He goes in there, he breaks them out, he springs the queens. I did a presentation called Ramsey Springs the Queens. I might run that back for y'all that missed it. Phenomenal story. When you go look at it, the address was 2207 Seymour Street, like Seymour, see the Moor, running in here to do this thing at 2207, or 2207 when you divide it, you get 3.14, which is pi. Which is the pi, which is the center point reference. This is where you need to be looking, right? But Ramses, his estate was known as what? Pi Ramses. It's no coincidence. It's no coincidence. I tell you all the time, I might not speak another language outside of the Hebrew that I know, but the language that I speak is called symbolism. I speak symbolism. I know what the symbol represents. You know what I mean? And I know when it's a God story coming through to let the people know what time it is. But that's what that was. But on this Kanye piece, you know, he's walking around in the video holding the beheaded woman just like Medusa, just like Perseus is, exactly to the degree where his Mercury is at. So then I went a little bit further, and I put the video in there. Y'all want to go look at the rap video and see it yourself. It's in the blog, hiphopastrology.com. Go check it out. I went further. I said, okay. It just doesn't stop there. I went and I said, now he had a traumatic experience. He was in a car accident, was changed his whole life back on October 23rd, 2002. He was in a car wreck in L.A. And remember, one of the key words for Al Gore is deformities, right? Deformities. You go look at that boy's face when he had that accident. I mean, it was deformed. I'm just going, you know, he got a metal plate in his jaw. That's how bad it was. Right? But that's not the kicker. Here's the kicker. Let me just tell you something about the moon real fast. You know how you got in your county, wherever you at, DeKalb County, Will County, Cook County. That was the county where I'm at. I don't know the county where you at, but whatever the county you're at. You have something called the Recorder of Deeds, wherever you're at. You know, you want to record a document, you got to go to the Cook County, the DeKalb County, the Will County Recorder of Deeds. The moon, people, is the recorder of deeds for the universe, or for our system of planets and constellations. I'm just going to tell you that. It is the recorder of deeds. When impressions of thought are thrown out into the ethers from your mental energy, the moon records this data and then a phenomenon that happens. All right? What happens is this. And what happens? Kanye West, on that day of the accident, y'all want to know where the moon was at? On the day he had that car wreck? And on October 23rd, 2002, the moon was exactly to the degree 26 degrees Taurus. The exact same degree as his natal Mercury and the star Algo. No coincidences, people. No coincidences. The moon came through and highlighted that region of space and it downloaded into his reality. And ever since then, his life has never been the same. He'll tell you that. He made the record Through the Wire where he talked about how his life was never the same after the car accident, so that the creator, see, sometimes, man, the creator will put you in a traumatic experience or a tragic experience to prepare you and jumpstart you to get you on your game when you realize life is not for playing. It is serious. Everything ain't about fun and games all the time, man. Sometimes you got to, you know, it's a time and a place for that, but for the most part, man, you're here to learn and develop and grow and blossom as a soul being, you know what I mean, to get you to the higher planes of existence, man, upon your journeys in this thing called the universe, man, you know what I mean, or the omniverse, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, the moon comes through here and downloads and catalogs this data, and voila, bam, it hit him. And it changed something in his mental, because remember, it's conjunct his natal Mercury, right? And from there on, this man been on a mission. You see what I'm saying? He been on a mission. So there's no coincidences, man. I write about this stuff, man, because it's not only is it interesting, it's real. You know what I mean? So you want to go over there. You want to check that out. You want to read about that blog, man. You know what I mean? You can go check all the specs, man. Look at the pictures. Do what you do, and you'll see, man. You know, I mean, I'm going to wrap it up there, man, you know what I mean, because, you know, we've been going, we already in the overtime, and I got to get going in the next 20 minutes. My cousin thought highly enough of me to ask me that I want to be a godparent to his newly born baby girl. I told him, yeah, so he got something going on over at the church today for her. So the minister's going to go over here to the church, man, and participate in that event in that young girl's or that young child's life, and, you know, just be present. So with that, man, visit the website, man, www.myastrologycoach.com. Click on events. Get over to the Spirit of Film tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going in on Theatrical Magic Explained. You don't want to miss it. If you haven't already seen it, you don't want to miss it. This is college material data. In fact, I'm going to make it college material data. We're going to get into some of these colleges and teach this. And get over there, man. Sign up today. Register early. You still got a lot of time, but you always want to, you know, keep time on your side. Don't have it against you when you're pressing for time to try to make it happen. Get over there. Click on events. Click on the tab. Register early, man. Get to the screen. Equalize myself, Nova Ampoule, Keisha. We all be down there in New Orleans, man, at the Big Easy Magic Tour, having a blast, doing the spiritual thing, laughing, joking, enjoying ourselves, man, for the spring equinox, man. So with that, man, make sure you get to the website, hiphopastrology.com as well. Stay posted. Subscribe on both the websites so you can stay in tune with what we're doing. And last but not least, man, shout out to the Love Fund, man. We love y'all. Y'all payments coming up December 1st, man. You're interested in that, visit the website, join the Love Fund. And with that, family, Minister Jew is signing off. Peace.